everyone, to another Jeff Herring Teleseminar. This is your host, Jeff Herring, and we are broadcasting as usual from our virtual studios here just north of Atlanta, Georgia. And our topic is how to maximize your article content. The top 7 ways to repurpose your article content or any content in audio. In audio. Think about what that means, folks. This is in audio right now. Audio is like your radio that you grew up with. How many of you out there, like me, can hear a song from growing up years and name it in 3 notes? We grew up with the radio. We grew up with the stereo. Being able to repurpose your content into audio is like having your own radio station, except you profit a lot more than most radio stations, and certainly more than any DJ, any typical DJ. So welcome to the call, and this is part 2 of a 3-part series. We last week did how to repurpose your content in text. Many of you were there and have joined us for the second night. We appreciate that. And a third night will happen this same time next week. Next Wednesday night, we will talk about 7 ways to repurpose your content in video, which is like what? TV. The media we all grew up with. So, welcome to the call. If you are a first-timer with us, the first-timer on a Jeff Herring teleseminar, I've got a gift for you over on the blog. If you go to jeffherring.com and you look in the upper right-hand corner of the right sidebar, you will see a little graphic that changes. It's a free gift. 2 months of the Social Media Marketing Insider Update, 8-page magazine that we send to your house or office, whatever address you give us, P.O. Box, wherever it is, along with a ton of content, things to do, and a monthly training call. You get that for 2 months for free, and then if you want to stay on, don't do nothing. Boy, should I edit that out or not? At the end of 2 months, you have to take no action whatsoever. If you want to stay in, and if you don't want to stay in, just let us know at our help desk at expertmarketinghelpdesk.com, and your subscription ends. That's for first-timers and anybody else that doesn't have it. Anyway, if you're a first-timer, welcome to the call. All right, already talked about the first one last week and the third one coming up. And what this is leading up to sometime in March is a telecourse, an in-depth course on repurposing. Why on repurposing? I'll get into that in just a little bit. We are on page 1 of our 9-page action guide for this call. You can access that action guide at the following address. Jeff Herring, that's J-E-F-F-H-E-R-R-I-N-G, jeffherring.com/teleseminar-3-T-Y-C. Again, jeffherring.com/teleseminar-3-T as in Tom, Y as in yarn, and C as in chocolate. How's that? jeffherring.com/teleseminar-3-T-Y-C. Grab your action guide there. You can listen online on the webcast, as many people are, or over on the phone where there is a whole lot of folks too, and we welcome you all. And at the bottom of that page is a place where you can ask your questions that we'll get to at the end of this teleseminar tonight. So on page 1 of our action guide, here's the quote of the call. It's not the amount of time you devote, but what you devote to the time that counts. That is a powerful quote for repurposing. So many people think they're working hard when they put in hour after hour after hour. They may be working hard, or they may be just filling up time. Working hard, working smart, involves what you put into that time, how to maximize that time, and repurposing is the way to maximize that time, the way to maximize your content, the way to maximize your information. Now, also if you're joining us for the first time or have not noticed it yet, at the bottom of page 1 is my humorous attempt to get you to put up with typos or grammatical errors, in case there are any. Okay? Important note, You will find strategically placed typos and grammatical errors in this action guide. They've been placed there to keep you alert. When you notice them and find yourself becoming more alert, you will know they have done their critical job. And that little encouragement I borrowed or stole right off of my good friend and colleague Kevin Nations when I saw it on one of his handouts for a workshop, and it is stolen with permission from page 1 to page 2. Here's what we're going to get tonight. How repurposing allows you to work smarter instead of harder. We just alluded to that. How to use repurposing to dominate your niche. To dominate your niche, whatever that may be. And then the meat of the teleseminar. Although the stuff before is going to be good, those are the appetizers. Here's the meat, the main course. 7 powerful ways to repurpose your content in audio. Then how to keep the learning and doing going. And, of course, so much more. So people have been asking me, Jeff, why are you doing this series on repurposing? Well, for a lot of different reasons. I believe in it wholeheartedly. I've been doing it for years. And it works. You're able to get more done in less time and be found everywhere, which is very, very important. The other reason I'm doing this, of the many reasons, is I want you to be able to sell more stuff. I want you to be able to sell more of your stuff, especially in this new economy. Okay? I want you to be able to take your knowledge and sell it in many, many different ways. That's another definition of repurposing, folks, is how to take what you know and sell it in multiple different ways. So, as we talked about in the first one, when you repurpose, there's lots of levels to repurposing. When you repurpose as an article, that's one level. Okay? A teleseminar is another level. A paid teleseminar or teleseries is another level, deeper, which y'all are on. And tonight I will pick one of the 7 ways and go even more deeper, more deeply into it, more deeper, something like that. And in the course, we go deep into the whole psychology of repurposing and exactly how to repurpose in many, many different ways. So turn the page from page 2 to page 3. How repurposing allows you to work smarter instead of harder. Those of you that were with us last week will recognize the first part of this. I have it here for 2 reasons. For people that weren't here last week, and to remind you. Now, you can be cynical if you want to. You have my permission to sit back and say, well, we've heard that before, and I can't believe I'm paying for this. But let me ask you this. Have you taken action on all the stuff you heard last week? Well, no, I go, okay, come on now. No excuses, you did or you didn't. Okay? The reason I will repeat things is that we need repetition for mastery. We need repetition to do things. In fact, there's a story of a new pastor at a church who came in and gave the first sermon, and people liked it. They felt good, were motivated, and went on their way for the rest of the week. Came back the next Sunday, pretty much the same sermon. Next Sunday, pretty much the same sermon. Sunday after that, yep, you guessed it, pretty much the same sermon. Some of the leaders of the church pulled him aside and said, you know, Pastor, we really like you here. You're a great pastor. We like your speaking. But have you noticed that, you know, the second time you spoke was kind of like the first, and all the ones after that were kind of the same? And he said, yep, absolutely. Noticed that and did that on purpose. And I'm going to keep preaching that same sermon until y'all do it. Okay? So it's the same thing here. I repeat things because I want you to do them. And I know that I need that repetition. I go back and look at stuff from some of my first mentors on the internet, like I was doing earlier this week, and went, oh, yeah, I remember that. I'd forgotten about that and wasn't using it. Let's do it again. All right, so let's dive in. Here's your fill-in. Repurposing is hypersanity, as opposed to insanity, which is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Repurposing is hypersanity, which is leveraging the same content over and over again and getting extraordinary results. Give you a couple of minutes to write what you caught so far, and then I'll repeat it. Repurposing is hypersanity. Leveraging the same content or information over and over again and getting extraordinary results. And repurposing is the path to working smarter and not harder. Why? Because every repurposing strategy is another way for you to profit from your info. Every repurposing strategy is another way for you to profit from your info. So many people will write a book, for instance, and never do another thing with it. That's insane. A book can become your whole business, your whole industry. Teleseminars, telecourses, live seminars, mentor programs, coaching programs, high-level masterminds from the content of a book. You don't get rich writing books. You get rich explaining books and repurposing your books. So every repurposing strategy is another way for you to profit from your info. And in the last line here under number one on page three, repurposing allows you to replicate yourself and dominate your niche. Replicate yourself and dominate your niche. Think of it this way. Let's say you take a piece of content, an article or an audio, and you repurpose it every possible way you can think of. You have replicated yourself across many different venues, and you get found that way. You can't be doing all those things live. You can't be. I remember one time down in Florida, in Tallahassee, when I was doing the radio show twice a week. One was live, one was recorded. And I was at the gym one morning, and they had the station on that I was usually on, and they were playing an interview with me while I was working out. And so friends came over and they said, how is this happening? Repurposing. Some of my content repurposed into an audio recording that was played on the radio like a live interview. Okay? You get to replicate yourself and dominate your niche. Now, some of you may not desire to dominate your niche. Some of you can't wait to dominate your niche. Some of you may be terrified of dominating your niche. Doesn't matter. It's possible with what we're talking about here. Number two, how to use repurposing to dominate your niche. The golden rule of the new internet. Whoever has the greatest reach wins. What's reach? How many different people you can reach in how many different ways? How many different people you can reach in how many different ways? That is reach. Now, I've got bad news, good news, and great news for you. Which do you want first? You really don't get to choose. It's going to be bad news, good news, great news. The bad news is you can't be found all over the internet. You can't. Unless you have the budget of Google or Coca-Cola or something like that, you can't place your logo or your name everywhere on the internet or on every billboard or truck or wherever, bus, wherever you want to put it. You can't do it. You can't afford it. Okay? That's the bad news. The good news is you only need to be found all over your niche. That's it. You don't got to be found everywhere. Just all over your niche. Maritza and I met with a group of people a couple weeks ago for an event, and one of the gentlemen said, "God, you look familiar. You look so familiar to me." And we got talking, trying to figure it out, and finally Maritza said, "Well, you know, do you have anything to do with the internet or content or article marketing? He's famous in that niche." And I just kind of chuckled because I thought, you know what? Nobody's going to recognize me walking down the street. Unless it's a friend I already know, but I will be recognized at conferences, at seminars, at those kind of things, because I've dominated the niche of content and article marketing by doing exactly what you're learning how to do in this series. So the bad news is you can't be all over the internet. The good news is you only need to be found all over your niche. And the great news is repurposing is the fast track to doing that. Repurposing is the fast track to being found all over your niche. Now, let me give you a marker for when you are doing this really well. Okay? When people say to you, "Wow, I see you everywhere," that tells you that you're doing the right thing. So far this week, let me think of the different ways I've repurposed myself for my message. We did an hour teleseminar training on Monday for the Social Marketing Money Insiders Update group. Tuesday, I did a video on article marketing and duplicate content, blog post every day, some articles, what else? Two articles for the newspaper, and it goes on and on and on. So I'm being seen in many different places. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, newspapers, online, teleseminars, what I'm doing right now, email, et cetera, okay? When you begin to hear, "I see you everywhere," that's a very good sign, because what that means is the following statement is becoming true of you. No wonder they are so successful. Look at all they do. Write that down. No wonder they are so successful. Look at all they do. No wonder she is so successful. Look at all she does. No wonder he is so successful. Look at all he does. You want that to be said about you through your repurposing. All right, so that's number one, how repurposing allows you to work smarter instead of harder. Number two, how to use repurposing to dominate your niche. Let's turn from page three to page four and dive in here. Number three, seven powerful ways to repurpose your article content in audio. And we've got some screen captures here. Now, this is one not a lot of people are going to tell you about as a way to repurpose. But through my view of the world, this is a no-brainer. This is your own internet radio show. It's your own show, Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, sign up, schedule a show, get on the phone and talk. You might want to invite some people and tell everybody about it, which would be a good thing to do. It's a great way to repurpose your content into audio. If you are a person that creates articles, if you are a person who regularly does teleseminars, that content is easily repurposed into a Blog Talk Radio show. You just talk about your content, and you go deeper and you expound on it more than you would say in an article, maybe, as much as you would say in a teleseminar, perhaps. You can also have regular features. I did a regular relationship radio show here in Atlanta for a year. I had a regular feature. Whatever the topic was, whoever the guest was, I had a top seven signs about something, trying to be funny. Sometimes I was, sometimes I wasn't. But people began to count on that feature. On that same radio show, you could also have guests interview people for part of it or all of it. Why do all the talking? Why put all that pressure on yourself? Okay? Now, here's a bonus tip, extra tip, if you're going to have guests. Occasionally, a guest will not show up. Something will happen, or they'll just, you know, do a brain drain on it. And some people get too scared to show up, and you don't have a guest. One of the things I did when I had my radio show was I had an "oh crap" section in my folder. And the "oh crap" section was, "Oh, guest didn't hear, what am I going to do?" And I had a whole show planned out. Good tip for Blog Talk Radio. Number two here. This is a screen capture from 107.1, Today's Mix, down in Tallahassee, Florida, where I did that guesting twice a week. Okay? It gets you airtime for free. You're just talking about your content for a few minutes. You can do that locally. You can do that nationally. okay, all over the place. Now, a bonus tip underneath repurposing into radio. Whenever you're a guest, whenever you're going to be a guest, whether it's blog talk radio, traditional radio, a podcast, a teleseminar, a webinar, anywhere, you prepare a list of questions for the host to ask. Don't wait for them to ask their own questions. Prepare for them a list of questions for them to ask. They will appreciate you. You've done their work for them. They have to do less work. You will be gold to them, and you will be asked back. And you better know the answers to the questions because you made them up. Okay? So, a little bonus tip there. From page 4 to page 5, a third way, similar to blog talk radio and radio, another bonus tip, is podcasting on iTunes, becoming involved in iTunes. And I'll just walk you through the steps here. You go to iTunes, you go to Podcast Quick Links, you see here. Click on Submit a Podcast. Next screen capture. Submit podcast to the iTunes directory. Simply follow the directions. And then you can tell people, hey, I'm on iTunes, which is another way to repurpose your content in audio. Now, one of the reasons that's so cool is think about iTunes. People go there to do what? Buy music. Keyword, buy, purchase, spend money, get charged on their credit card. I spend a lot of money with iTunes. I have teenagers. Okay? So you're in front of people that are predisposed to buy. Why not have your message over there? With offers, okay? So that's repurposing into blog talk radio, radio, and iTunes. And that's just the first of seven that we're going to cover tonight, folks. And it's not the one we're going to go deep on. Page 5 to page 6, that's still coming. Or would that be page? Well, whatever page we're on, the one that says meetup. Number 2, meetup in the top corner, okay? This is one that no one else will show you because very few people do this and even fewer teach it. The only person I know that's teaching it is Maritza because she started doing one in San Antonio 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, and it got so big that Oprah called her for an interview. Oprah called her for an interview about Law of Attraction because of the meetup she was doing. What it is it's a meetup of people around a similar interest. And it's designed to be offline. It can also be online. You go to meetup.com to sign up. Here's a screen capture here. And you see at the time I took this screen capture, sometime during the day yesterday, there were 125 meetups happening right then all over the place. These things are big. Now, the idea behind them is for people to get together around a certain subject and discuss it, okay? The strategy that we teach is that you lead that meeting with your content, feature your content, answer questions, and become the recognized expert. Now, we have a student here in Atlanta who's done that and done just marvelously, done really well with it. And has 300 to 400 members that show up on any given week or month. And 85%, listen to this, folks, 85% of those people become customers. 85% of the people that come to his meetup spend money with him. This is a good thing. Okay? So it's audio because you're speaking there. You're getting good experience speaking. And you lead that group. Meetup.com is a little, very little known way and hardly ever taught way to repurpose your content in audio. No matter your topic, go there and search the topics. You'll be stunned at some of the crazy stuff that's over there. Number 3, a signature speech or presentation. Now, that's a screen capture there of me on stage in L.A. at Tom Antion's Fusion Conference. Got to speak with Alex Mondozian, Tom Antion, two of my first internet mentors. You know what my biggest goal was that weekend? Was not to speak well, was not to sell well, even though Alex and I did a workshop the day before. I wanted a picture with my two mentors, and that's a picture I'll treasure always. Okay? Now, what did I talk about that day? I don't even remember the exact topic. It's been a couple of years, 3 years almost. However, I do know that it came from content that I'd created, that I'd written, and I just took it and presented it in spoken form in front of hundreds of people. Okay? It's just your content expanded. That's all. It's simply your content expanded. Now, one of my students, Felicia Slattery, who's doing just great out there, calls it a signature speech, the speech you are known for. Now, the speech I became known for as a therapist was called Life Lessons Learned in My Underwear. Now, I'll briefly tell you where that came from. First, it started as a story, real life thing that happened to me. When our oldest son, Jonathan, who's now 16, was 1 year old, I was looking for the hook to write about the experience of the first year of parenting and what I learned and what that was like. Well, that hook came unexpectedly one evening when he woke up at 4 a.m. screaming and crying. I couldn't get him to sleep no matter what I tried. And so I remember that recently driving him around in the car in his car seat would lull him to sleep. So I went for the drive wearing only T-shirt and underwear, thinking nobody's going to see us. Obviously, it wasn't winter. So we're driving around, same route I usually use. Nothing worked that night. Came to a stoplight, took off a little bit fast, and he began to nod off. And I thought, oh, I get it. I just need to go faster. So about the time I think I either need to go home or out to the interstate to do this, there was a police officer pulling me over. So I'm getting pulled over thinking, great. You know, it's 4 a.m. in the morning. I've got a crying, screaming child in the back seat. Please don't let this be anybody I know. Please don't let it be anybody that reads the column. I don't want to be recognized. Please let it be a father or a grandfather that will have empathy for the situation. No way. Got a ticket for not having my license, although he talked to me about all the things he could charge me with, and then left me with these words of wisdom. Next time, sir, you may want to wear your pants. Thank you, officer. Now, that's a story that kept on growing and growing and growing over the years, and I won't regale you with that. I'll do that some other time. That story, that event, became an article in my syndicated column about the first year of parenthood. Okay? Got picked up all over the place, a lot of reaction to it, and then it became a keynote speech, Life Lessons Learned in My Underwear. And I would tell that story, the longer version of the modified one I just told you here on this call, and lift points for life from it. Okay? From a silly event, lift points from life from it. You can do the same thing. You can do the exact same thing with any of your content. It could be a signature speech. I want you to take, next time you get a chance, or even now if you have them in front of you, take a look at your articles. Take a look at your blog posts. Take a look at teleseminars you've done and ask, how could I turn this into a public speech, a signature speech? Every article can be a speech if you work it the right way. Okay? So far tonight, just in the first half hour, we've looked at how to repurpose into blog talk radio, radio, and iTunes and podcasts, how to do it with meetups, little known yet powerful way. The really cool thing about meetups is you can create your own platform, your own following. You don't have to wait for someone else to ask you to be on stage. You create your own. It's powerful. And then we just now looked at signature speeches or presentations, a way to repurpose your content in audio. And we're just getting started, folks. We're not even halfway through. Number four, Turn the page to number four, teleseminar. One of my favorite ways to repurpose anything. Okay? Now, as Alex says, if you've got a mouth, a message, and a phone, you can do what I'm doing right now. I know it sounds so easy, the way I'm doing it. I've been doing it for years, sometimes every day, certainly every week. Your first one, you may be shaking in your boots. Do them. Repurpose your content into teleseminars. When people hear you, they begin to go past no liking and trusting you into desiring you to work with them. Okay? Now, let me explain my secret sauce for endless content through repurposing your teleseminars. Okay? Articles into teleseminars, into more articles, into more teleseminars, into. Okay? Dot, dot, dot. So the first fill-in is article or content. The second fill-in is teleseminar. Third fill-in is article or content. And then the third one is teleseminar. So you take, what I do is I take my articles that I write and I repurpose them into teleseminars. This teleseminar you're on right now was once an article, still is, but I repurposed it into an audio experience. Okay? Now, my typical teleseminar of 60 minutes or less, when you have that recorded, as this one is being recorded for you, and then you have it transcribed, you can pull between 8 and 12 more articles, more pieces of content from that transcription. Then you pay attention to which articles, which pieces of content get the most response. And then you turn those into teleseminars, which you can have recorded, transcribed, and turn into more content. And on the cycle goes. There is the formula, folks, for never running out of content. Now we're going to get into how to repurpose that teleseminar into different audio forms in 5, 6, and 7. But just think of it in terms of audio, in terms of text, in transcripts, ebooks, special reports, and on it goes. It's endless. Okay? Now, think of it this way. Your article or your written content is the outline for your action guide. Don't reinvent the wheel. The original article is the outline for the action guide. And then when you have it transcribed, you can sell the transcripts. Now, the funny thing about transcripts is they typically don't read as well as a straight-out written article because you present, you use different words, you use different syntax, you use different grammar on a teleseminar. And sometimes that doesn't read well. So I think it's to your advantage to go through a transcript and clean it up a little bit if you're going to sell it like as an ebook or a book. Or you can just say this is an unedited transcript of a teleseminar, and then people, you've set the expectation. Either way, it can be used as a product. It can be used as an addition to a course to increase the value, the perceived value of the course. You can turn, like I said, you can turn those transcripts into more articles. Okay? I know many, many people, some of you were on our recent course, speakyouarticles.com, who don't write any of their content. They write with their mouth, not with their hands. Write that one down. They write with their mouth, not with their hands. What does that mean? They speak their content. They do teleseminars, have them transcribed, and then have the transcriptions turned into articles. Now, the thing you got to be careful there is make sure that your transcriptionist and your article creator is someone that has English as a first language, because I've seen a lot of people shop it out, and what you get back is stuff, well, I wouldn't put my name on it. So, watch how people do. Give them a test before you spend a lot of money with them. Okay? So those are some ways to repurpose your content into teleseminars and then what to do with it. Now, super bonus extra tip that I could do a whole course on and charge a whole lot for. As a matter of fact, I do have a course all about this called Teleseminar Profit Systems. And it's about how you can take free teleseminars. Folks, I did this for 3 years. 3 years. 07, 08, and 09. Free teleseminars and have three streams of income from a free teleseminar. Yep. I felt y'all perk up on that one. Got your attention on that one. How do you get three streams of income from a free teleseminar, Jeff? I'm going to tell you. So, the first stream, what you do when somebody signs up for your free teleseminar is you have a pre-teleseminar special on the landing page, on the confirmation page, on the thank you page, a pre-teleseminar special, something low ticket, $7, $17, $27, not much more than that, okay? The kind of money people will spend without having to really think about it or check with anyone. So that's stream of income one, a pre-teleseminar special. Then on the teleseminar, you feature something. Feature product of the week or resource or whatever, okay? Or if you're having an upcoming course, feature that. So stream one is on the confirmation page, a pre-teleseminar special. Stream two is on the call. Stream three is a post teleseminar special. A couple days after it, when the recording's available, bundle some products together. Bundle a few things together, add in some consulting time, and offer that for a fee. So, stream number one from free teleseminars is a free teleseminar special. Stream number two is an offer on the call. Stream number three is a post-teleseminar special. Folks, I did that for 3 years straight. I made tens of thousands of dollars doing it. Three streams of income consistently every week. And it made my name on the internet in my niche. Teleseminars and repurposing them are golden. So, just gave you one of the keys to the kingdom there as a little bonus for being part of this series. Turn the page. Number five, now serving number five, an audio recording. It could be of a teleseminar. It could be just the audio from a webinar. It could be just the audio from a public presentation or a meetup. It could be the audio from a teleseminar like we're doing right now. It could be an audio where you just grab your microphone and do a quick audio, okay? What you see here is a screen capture from inside the course, speakyourarticles.com, and this looks like it's module two, yeah, implementing your article speaking system. You see those bullets there. And this little player here is just a fancy-looking player out of EZS3. You click the button where it says play or the arrow on the screen, and it plays the audio, okay? Now, let me tell you all the different things you can do with this. You can use it as a bonus to a course or to another product. You can use it as a bonus. You can use it as an opt-in. I'm going to go deeper into that, come back to that, and go deeper into opt-ins. You can sell it. Sell access to it. Come on, folks, sell it. Sell, sell, sell. You can make it part of a course. Here it is, part of a course in speakyourarticles.com, the audio replay of the training teleseminar. It can be replays. You guys get replays, right? You guys get replays of these teleseminars, of this series, available all the time. You don't get to listen to it just once. You can listen to it as many times as your little heart desires. Now, let's talk about the power of using audio in an opt-in. Even though there's audio out there and it's easy to do, even though there's video out there and it's easy to do. People still insist, when they have opt-ins to build their list, of giving only text information. That is just dumb. It's worse than dumb. It's leaving money and prospects on the table, which is also dumb. Don't be dumb. Offer an audio to have people opt in. If you're writing articles and you're creating a resource box, instead of saying, go here, click here to get my sign up for my free newsletter. Thanks, I got about a million of those. I don't read now. Why do I want another one? Or click here to check out a 20-minute audio on the top 7 ways to refinance your home. Okay? Which is going to pull more? Come on. Easily, the audio. So use audio recordings that you create once, right? You create once and then use over and over and over and over again. What is that? Hyper sanity. Okay? Use that recording over and over and over again as an opt-in. That's your audio recording. Okay? Now, next page, number... Threw in another bonus for you. Another way to do an audio recording. This is a screen capture of an audio postcard that you have done an audio generator. Okay? Some of you are on this call because of an audio postcard that I've sent out inviting people to this series. You can type in whatever you want there. You can add your picture, add the little audio player up in the top right-hand corner, and then click here to register. All I did was call up a number, get on the phone, and talk a little bit. Now, you can record it somewhere else and then upload it. I like doing it by phone for teleseminars because that's the style in which I want to deliver the teleseminar, like I'm doing right now. So why not have them hear me in that fashion? Great way to use an audio recording. Could you do it longer? Could you have pieces of a teleseminar, a training? Sure, of course. Now, number 6, an MP3. Okay? The screen capture is from the same one as before from Speaker Articles, but look in the download section. Okay? At the bottom, there's a way to download the MP3, and people can take it with them on their iPod or MP3 player, listen at the gym, listen in the car, listen while walking. I will always remember, it's been several years now, but I'll always remember the first coaching client, the first mentee, who told me that she listens to my training at the gym. I thought, you do what? She took the MP3s and listened at the gym. Okay, it gives a much higher perceived value. Now, let me give you a little insider tip here. When you deliver things in ways that have higher perceived value, HPV, higher perceived value, you can charge more. Higher perceived value equals more money. Okay? Higher perceived value equals more profit for you. Okay? So, you could have an MP3 as part of a course. You could have it as something downloadable as an opt-in reward, the ethical bribe for an opt-in. Or you can sell them. You can sell access to MP3s. Why not, if you're doing a lot of teleseminars, why not have a place where all of them are listed? Why not have a place where all of them are listed? Where people can choose the ones they want to purchase. Why wouldn't you do that? The technology is easy. It's low cost. And when you're selling MP3s, you're selling access to a recording. You don't have a garage full of books. You don't have to lay out any money. You just have to upload the MP3. It's a great way to do business. All right, now, number 7, turning the page. An audio CD. I am reaching up behind me to my credenza at my desk, and taking down in my left hand, I hold in my left hand the actual CD that you see a picture copy of, a screen capture, or a picture of, not a screen capture, it's a picture of one of my audio CDs from a teleseminar called How to Get Famous in Your Niche, The Power of Blogging and Article Marketing. Some of you were there for that, okay? What you're looking at on your action guide is the inside of that CD when you open it up. It's got my logo, it's got the title. On the right-hand side, that's what the CD looks like. Pretty cool, huh? Okay? That's simply a teleseminar turned into an MP3 and uploaded to an amazing place. Write this down. KUNAKI.com. Kunaki.com. KUNAKI. KUNAKI.com. It is a service that you access online where you send your MP3 to be turned into an audio CD. And within that website, you can design the cover, inside and outside, the cover of the CD, what's going to be there, okay? And Kunaki will make a CD for you. Now I got to tell you the price, because I've got you all excited, and I can hear your wheels turning about how to do this. Now I got to tell you the price. It's a dollar. They charge you a dollar to do this. A whole dollar to do this. Are you working the numbers yet, folks? These things can sell for $10, $20, $30. A dollar. If you have them mail it out, it's another $4 or $5. But if you're charging $25 for the thing, you're still clearing $19 or $20. And you have something that is even higher perceived value, something that people can hold in their hand, and everybody now knows how to take a CD and slip it into a player, okay? You can do a whole series of these, have a whole collection of them, okay? KUNAKI.com, Kunaki.com. You can have these as giveaways. You can have these as bonuses. You can have these as get a free CD, just pay for shipping and handling. And they do the shipping and handling. Okay? When you charge for that, you're covering your expense. And you've got, what is the advantage of that? You get people to demonstrate buying behavior. Okay? And what do buyers do? They buy. Buyers buy. Okay? So it's a great thing to do with an audio CD. Now, I trust that your head is spinning with ideas about how to repurpose your content in audio. Because we began with talking about Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. You could sign up and have a show set up before your head hits the pillow tonight. And then how to do radio station interviews. And then how to set up your audio in iTunes. In iTunes. Come on. You can tell people, I'm in iTunes. You can find me in iTunes. What a great tagline on your signature file in your email. Listen to me on iTunes at blah, 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 blah. Okay? That was just the first way we looked at. And then meetups. Taking your content into audio and speaking it as leader of a meetup. Number three was signature speech or presentation. Number four was teleseminar, and we dove deep into teleseminars, including those three streams of income from a free teleseminar. Folks, I got to tell you, when I first put that system together in 07 and ran it a few weeks and saw that it was what it was doing, that was such a boost to me to know that each week I could set up a teleseminar and have three streams of income from something I was doing for free. Powerful, powerful, powerful. And a no-brainer. And then we did number five, which was an audio replay. Your audio replay and different ways to use it. Number six, an MP3. Different ways to use it. And we concluded just now with an audio CD. Powerful, powerful thing to do. Okay? Now, we're going to answer some questions here in a moment. First, I want to tell you about what's happening next week in the next teleseminar. Next Wednesday, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm going to talk about seven ways to repurpose your content into video. Seven different ways to repurpose it and increase your reach in video. Now, some of you on this call are already signed up for it, and bravo to you. If you haven't yet, right here on the last page of your action guide on the bottom, under number four, repurposing series, how to keep the learning and doing going, click here for the next teleseminar. So just click there, and you'll go right to the page to buy right away, and you'll be all set up for next Wednesday when we talk about seven ways to repurpose your content in video. And by next week, I'll have the information ready for you, for those of you that want to go further and get involved in the ongoing telecourse and continue your learning. Now, let's check out our questions here. There was a great one I noticed earlier from Ray. There it is. Okay, he's looking forward to the call. Great. I've seen other online marketers take their articles and have someone else read them and record their voice. Hire a voice talent. I can see how once a person is writing an article a day or more, they can find it difficult to create an audio recording of each and every article themselves. Outsourcing some of the recording to a voice talent could be a viable option in this situation. What's your opinion on using a voice talent to record your articles? I think it's a great idea when you use it properly, Ray. What some people will do is hire a voice talent and then just have them read the article on a video as the text scrolls by. Boring. Okay? You just want to have highlights if it's going to be a video. If it's going to be an audio, it's fine to have someone else read it. Let them know, let people know that it's not you, especially if it's the same sex voice or same gender voice. Now, let me give you a little bonus tip here. There is a site on the internet called Fiverr. Fiverr. Is that right? Hang on a second. That doesn't sound right. Let me check this out. Fiverr. Is that correct? Nope. I'm glad I checked that out. Maybe it's two V's. Hang with me here, folks. I want to give you the right information. All right, that's coming up weird, too. All right, head over to trusty Google, live internet marketing here. Fiverr. Okay, here we go. I'm there now. It's fiverrs.net. 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 And there are people over there that will do $5 jobs for you. Okay? Maritza has used someone to do voiceovers for different things for $5. Okay? And so you can get a voiceover of an article for $5. Okay? Incredible thing. Incredible resource that I recommend you use. Now, I thought there was something funny about that page. Okay, I've totally confused you. Let me back up, okay? There's two different places, okay? The original $5 one. The original $5 one is fiverr.com. Fiverr. fiverr.com. That's where all jobs are $5. Okay? Like I'll click over here on video right now. I will create a one-minute greeting, advertisement, proposal, whatever you want to say, video, with my puppet for $5. Okay. Now, let me go back, and it looks like somebody is playing off the success of Fiverr. Maybe it's the same company, but it's Fiverrs.net. That's the first one I gave you, and it's jobs from $5 to $100 that people will do. Okay, that's interesting. Either way, it's a very, very inexpensive way to hire voiceover talent, right? Well, that's a good way to do it. There is one thing I want to play with a little bit in your question, okay? You can see how once a person is writing an article a day, you can find it difficult to create an audio recording. Not if you do it right. Not if you get it down to a system, okay? The reason I say that is that when you create video articles, which we'll talk about next week, it's gotten to where I can create a video article, spoken screen capture, in less time than it takes me to write an article. Okay? So if you get it down to a system, you might be able to do it on your own. Another question from Ray. Hi, Jeff. Another content teleseminar. Thank you, sir. I have a question about internet radio. Many people do an audio interview a month as a continuity product and charge for it. That sounds a lot like interviewing someone for an internet radio show. Yep. How can I do an internet radio show for free where I interview people at times while at the same time set up an interview of the month continuity program and charge for it? Ray, you bring up a great question, okay? And this is going to sound crazy, okay? But I'm going to build a business for you right now, or a possible major stream of income, okay? You could do a weekly blog talk radio show, a weekly interview, and then take the best one, the best interview of the month, or snippets from all of them, the best of the four, put it into a continuity program that you charge for, and even though people had access to it for free, they will pay for it as an ongoing continuity program. Why? Because they're paying for packaging, they're paying for the best of, and they're paying for the clips blended together. People pay for packaging, and it's not... Some people think, well, I can't sell something I would give away for free. Yes, you can. That's called capitalism. It's okay to do. Okay? You're not tricking people. You're not hiding it from people. It's right out there in the open. I know people that have written entire books on their blog. Every single word that went into a book was written as a blog post. And here's the even crazier part. People followed along and read every single blog post and not only bought the book, but the people that were following along with every blog post were on the waiting list to buy the book. Why? Because it was packaged, one reason, and another reason, I believe, is they felt a sense of connection and a sense of belonging with that author and with that book. So absolutely, Ray, you can do a weekly interview series and then do a monthly continuity program of the best interview of the month or the best snippets of the month. Absolutely, you can do that. As a matter of fact, I think you ought to. I think it's something that's out laying out there, very low-hanging fruit, waiting for somebody creative and smart and a go-getter like you to go get. So go get that. All right, great questions, Ray. And we're going to wrap up the call for tonight. Now, I invite you to pick one of these things and pick one action you can take over one of these seven ways to repurpose an audio and take that action towards it when? Before your head hits the pillow tonight. Join us next week for seven ways to repurpose your content in video. The link is right there at the bottom of your page. And I'll be sending out some announcements about that as well. And thank you for hanging out with us. Now, take this stuff and make it work for you. I just gave you repurposing gold. Take it and make some great things out of it. And as always, folks, go use this stuff. Why go use this stuff? Because it works.